Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, November 12th, 2014. It is All the Geek Without the Wait. Good morning and welcome to it as we start to put it in neutral and coast.
Yeah, it's hump day. Get over the hump and awesome. You can get through the rest of the week.
Your camel thing, you're going to do
no.
that? Hi, we're the folks from Geek Radio Daily. And who's that over there? Well, the lady who's trying to adjust to things, it's the Flintstress.
God, how can a person not sleep? I can sleep right now. It's hard for me not to sleep.
Basically. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Try not to get sucked into the vortex of hell, Billy.
I'll see what I can do. So this date, November 12th, back in 1836, Washington Irving coined the phrase the almighty dollar in his story, The Creole Village, published in the Knickerbocker magazine.
Aww. In 1859, the first flying trapeze act was performed by Jules Leotard at Cirque Napoleon Paris. Yeah, he also designed the garment that bears his name.
Oh. Okay. 1910, the first movie stunt was filmed. A man jumped into the Hudson River from a burning balloon. It was real. It happened. It was Jackie Chan.
In 1928, George Gipp's request to win one for the Gipper was fulfilled when Notre Dame beat Army 12-6.
1933, Hugh Gray snapped the first known photo of the Loch Ness Monster, but when the film was developed, 4 out of the 5 pictures were blank.
Womp, womp.
Coincidence?
Conspiracy. In 46, the first drive-in bank in the U.S. opened in Chicago.
1954, Ellis Island, the immigration station in New York Harbor, closed after processing more than 20 million immigrants since its opening in 1892.
In this day in 1955, this is the day that Michael J. Fox went back to the future. When he went back to the future.
Whoa.
Wait, when he went back to the past.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Heavy. 1966, high school honor student Robert Smith shot up a beauty parlor, killing 7 people. He said he did it to become famous. Famous? Well, we know Robert Smith is the guy from The Cure, so screw you, dude.
Right. In 1970, The Doors played in New Orleans with Jim Morrison as lead vocalist in what would be their last show ever.
1980, New York City Mayor Ed Koch admitted to trying marijuana.
Whatever.
He tried to inhale.
In 81, the first balloon crossing of the Pacific Ocean was completed by the Double Eagle 5.
1990, Tim Berners-Lee published a formal proposal for something called the World Wide Web.
And in 2001, New York City American Airlines Flight 587, an Airbus going to the Dominican Republic, crashed minutes after takeoff at JFK International Airport, killing all 260 people on board and 5
wow.
people on the ground, too.
Okay.
That's sad news.
Well, but we should move that on to birthdays, then. That'll perk it up.
Yeah. Well, we've got Natalia Tena is 31. She was Nymphadora Tonks in the Harry Potter movies, The Order of the Phoenix, etc.
Anne Hathaway, 32. Maggie Murdoch in Love and Other Stuff. She's Catwoman. She's in Les Miserables. She's all kinds of Princess Diaries.
Ryan Gosling is 34. He's been in all these like swoony romantic comedy movies shirtless.
Sure. 35 years old today. Cote de Pablo, that's Ziva on NCIS.
Huh. Tevin Campbell is 38, R&B musician.
Damn Tevin Campbell poster. Angela Watson, 39. Karen Foster on Step by Step.
We have a... I can't pronounce her name. I'm not sure. Métis Garcia is 41. Actress, singer, choreographer, and was married at one point to Prince.
Well, I don't know how to pronounce Radha Mitchell, but she's 41. She was Rose in Silent Hill.
Tanya Harding is 44, Olympics bad girl, and now she's on all those shows on True TV where she talks about crazy things happening
Scrape
to people.
Scrape the knee. Oh, wait. Craig Parker is 44, Haldar in the Lord of the Rings movies. Never heard of him.
David Ellefson is 50, musician from Megadeth.
56 years old today, Megan Mullally. She was Karen on Will and Grace. She's Tammy Swanson in Parks and Rec.
Neil Young is 69, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer and songwriter.
Wallace Shawn is 71. You know him as Rex the Green Dinosaur in Toy Story, but you know him really as Vincini in The Princess Bride.
Charles Manson, 80 years old.
Wow. Still going, huh? No longer with us. Born in the state in 1929. Grace Kelly, an actress who later became the Princess of Monaco.
We also have Zira from Planet of the Apes. Is Kim Hunter, and she was born in 1922. This would have been her birthday.
1889, DeWitt Wallace co-founded Reader's Digest. People still have that? Crazy.
Yeah. Well, maybe there'll be something about that on TV.
Possibly.
No, but I'm looking forward to, we've got on, ABC has their normal shows, but like all new episodes. So we've got The Middle, The Goldbergs, Modern Family, Black-ish, which I've heard is actually better than you think, and Nashville. All of those brand new shows coming up tonight on ABC.
Oh, over on NBC that you tried to say, new voice, it's the live playoffs results and Law & Order SVU, Chicago PD, all that stuff.
This is the one where they're doing their big crossover over three things.
Yeah.
On CBS, we've got Survivor. I didn't even realize Survivor was still on.
Yeah,
apparently
it's never
is.
Going away like herpes.
Criminal Minds has an episode called Hashtag, and just Hashtag, not Hashtag anything.
Nope.
And Stalker, all new tonight on CBS.
On Fox, it's a new Hell's Kitchen and Red Band Society.
The CW has a new episode of Arrow, which we're looking forward to, followed by The 100.
ABC Family, The Wedding Planner, because that's a family movie.
Sure. Sorry, I have to scroll down.
AMC American Movie Classics, Firestarter. It's not the worst Stephen King movie you'll ever see.
Well, Bravo has a new episode of Top Chef. We watched that, and I'm excited that that's coming on tonight.
Nice. A new episode of South Park on Comedy Central, followed by a new episode of Key and Peele, so that's a good time.
The Cooking Channel has Best in Chow, Barbecue Wars, compete to eat all of these different cooking shows that are not Top Chef.
So figure this one out. CMT is showing Batman Forever, the not-that-good one, followed by Batman Returns, arguably the best of the series.
On the Discovery Channel, we've got two new episodes of Dude, You're Screwed, Super Screwed, and Mayan Sacrifice.
Figure this out. On Lifetime Television, for women, Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby, followed by Mr. Woodcock?
Random.
I don't understand what's happening.
On E! Network, you've got, well, a bunch of crap, but then you have a new episode of The Soup.
That's going to work. But tonight, we're going to be watching the Sci-Fi Channel because Elric, a Forgotten King, is tasked with killing Thor, the God of Thunder. Dominic Purcell and Conan Stevens, damn, star in Vikingdom. Sure.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Dear GRD, my mother bought me a TARDIS Christmas ornament yesterday, so either I'm dying or she wants something. I'm not even sure how she knows what Doctor Who is, let alone that I like it, and it's completely out of character for her to buy something for me. Please, please come to my funeral if I am dying. And that is from Ryan. Well, no, Ryan, you know, people change all the time. Maybe she's regenerated. Ooh, you never can tell.
Doctor Who has become much more prevalent. More people know about it than you would think.
Yeah, you know, the norms know about it. It's crazy. Not just the one from Cheers. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. We'll be more than happy to make all kinds of silly comments about the kind of things you'd like to say. So we're going to wrap up this halfway point through your week episode of GRD. Just a moment.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman. It's really exciting.
Greetings, citizens. Join me, your old bat chum, John S. Drew, on my journey to discover what it is I love about the classic 1966 Batman television series on the Batcave podcast. Each episode, I'm joined by a guest host as we review the classic television series. There's a new episode every 2 weeks, same bat time, same bat channel, on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebatcavepodcast.com.
Holy memoranda, folks. Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
Hi, this is Alan Ruck, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. For all us geeks. Okay, bye.
Indeed you are. Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, or the weird thing.
Wednesday, even.
Oh, okay, cool. That's just the actual day itself.
Yeah.
Well, that's insane. Who saw that coming?
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
And it's that day. That's what it is. It's time for you to get out to your friendly local neighborhood comic shop with all kinds of things available for you today, including...
like Boom Studios. You've got The Amazing World of Gumball number 1, Bee and Puppy Cat number 1. Okay. Sorry, I got surprised. Big Trouble in Little China number 6, Bravest Warriors number 26, Deep State 1. That's
Deep
a hard
steak.
One to say. I know. Fraggle Rock Journey to the Everspring, Teen Dog number 3, and Uncle Grandpa number 2.
Dark Horse Comics, you've got Dark Ages 4-4 is wrapping itself up. Grendel versus the Shadow, ending 3 of 3. Grindhouse Drive-In Bleed Out, number 1 of 8 kicks off today. Itty Bitty Comics The Mask, number 1. Prometheus Fire and Stone, 3 of 4. Samurai Executioner, Omnibus Volume 3, and X number 19 out today.
From DC, we've got Batgirl number 36, and they have a Lego variant cover, which seems kind of cool. Batman 36, Batman Superman Volumes 1 and 2. Constantine has some new stuff out. Green Lantern Corps number 36. Justice League United number 6. Kitchen number 1. Interesting. Clarion number 2. The New 52, Futures Ends, number 28. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff coming out. Scooby-Doo, you name it, you can find it.
Dynamite Entertainment, Alice Cooper, number 3. Army of Darkness, 1992.1. Don't even ask what that means. Django Zorro, number 1 of 6. An interesting crossover. Lone Ranger Vindicated, number 1 of 4, kicks off today. Red Sonja, number 13. Sherlock Holmes versus Harry Houdini, number 2 of 5. Continuing its weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. IDW has Angry Birds comics number 6. There's not really much of a plot. Sure. Borderlands of the Fall of Firestone number 4. G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero number 208. My Little Pony, Friends Forever number 11. Yeah, there's pony comics and more than just little girls read them.
Certainly.
October Faction number 2. Popeye Classics number 28. Silent Hill, Star Trek, Super Secret, Crisis War, Codename Kids Next Door, Transformers, V-Wars, X-Files, all kinds of great stuff.
Marvel Comics, all new Captain America number 1. Sam picks up the shield. That's what's going to happen. Ooh. Avengers and X-Men Access number 5 of 9 is out. Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier number 2. Captain America 25, which is different than the all new. Don't even ask. Captain America and the Mighty Avengers number 1, because that dude gets around. Death of Wolverine, The Logan Legacy, number 4 is out. Guardians 3000, number 2. You got Rocket Raccoon, number 2, coming out today. Spider-Verse, number 1, because that's not going to end. Superior Iron Man kicking off a brand new one with number 1. And Thor, number 2, Electric Boogaloo, all out on this fine, fine, fine day.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Lucasfilm and Touchstone Pictures have announced a January 23rd, 2015. Well, that's pretty damn soon, isn't it? Release date for the Gary Rosdelm directed animated feature Strange Magic. It's described as a madcap fairy tale musical inspired by Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream.
Hmm.
Which just sounds fascinating. Popular songs from the past 6 decades are weaved into the comedic tale of magical creatures, including goblins, elves, Mr. Frodo, fairies, and imps, what became caught up in the whole misadventures and powerful potion. It just seems kind of interesting, but they're burying it like right there in January, so what does that say? I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all.
Hmm. Well, today is a big day in space science news.
Space!
Okay. A European spacecraft is going to harpoon and land on a comet tomorrow.
We're whalers
today,
on the moon.
Actually. Yeah, so it's the comet 67P. It's got a long non-English name. Sorry. Chermoyarov-Gerasimenko. And okay, so what's cool about it is the Rosetta spaceship is going to harpoon it, and they're going to land. It's not a manned craft that'll be landing on the comet.
So,
but they are going to land a ship on the comet, and they're going to. It's an international mission. It sounds like something out of Moby Dick, you know. But they're going to basically grab onto it and then study it. They have a target landing site. They're going to take a whole bunch of samples. They're going to be listening to different things. They're actually calling this a singing comet because it makes a whole lot of noise. So this is definitely going to be a very cool day in space.
Okay.
Today.
Without Bruce Willis, though, it's pointless. So Telltale Games, we've had the slightest hint about this, but Telltale Games, the people with the wonderful, the Wolf Among Us, The Walking Dead, those fun games, have released some information about their Game of Thrones game that they're going to be doing. Yeah. It's the story of House Forrester caught up in the events of the War of the Five Kings, and it's placed at a position where members of the household must do everything they can to prevent the house from meeting its doom. Now, it's going to be set right after season 3 and will end leading into season 5. So you'll get like this sort of other thing of what's been going on. Of course, it's based on the HBO series, which is based on the books. So God only knows.
Hmm.
God only knows. This will be yet another story in this series that is told before George R.R. Martin finishes the books.
Interesting. You know what's a pet peeve of mine is when, like, you try to squeeze out all the ketchup and there's always some that's clinging to the inside of the container.
Certainly.
Toothpaste. You always know that you're wasting some product because it just won't come out of the tube.
Well, yes.
No matter how hard you squeeze it, there's still some in there, you have to say.
I'll trust you.
Two different teams, research teams at Harvard and MIT, have independently developed making super slippery surfaces by creating stable mixtures of liquids and solids, which Wendy's has done.
A sockquid
for a long, long time ago.
Right.
But basically, it'll be a product that you'll be able to make containers out of that will be able to counter those kinds of problems, where it's not going to be able to stick to the container. It's eventually just going to slide right out. So, yeah, it's a Liquiglide.
Liquiglide.
It sounds a little
Nope. That's, you should stop right there.
But anyway, check out this article if you're interested in kind of new innovations in science. It's pretty cool.
So the new, this new Fantastic Four movie, the reboot that they're doing, just, we've heard all kinds of weird things, you know, this grittier, whatever. It seems odd. Well, really odd is Toby Kebbell, the guy who's playing Dr. Doom in the film, was interviewed and had some odd things to say that have made the geek community go, "What? Where's he from?" That's a mild change, I'll tell you, because of our history. You see, his name is not Victor Von Doom in our story. He's Victor Dumashev. And I'm sure I'll be sent to jail for telling you this. The Doom in ours, I'm a social programmer, very anti-social programmer. And on blogging sites, I'm Doom. They've turned Dr. Doom, the ruler of Latveria. He's a blogger. So methinks you don't quite understand exactly what you got there, Fox people.
Yeah.
Seems odd. Who knows? It might be fantastic. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, Not Commercial, Under ReWorks 3.0 license. Please make sure you check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. And of course, come by the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. And you sleep well, and we'll see you in the morning.
Good night, suckers.
Well played, Clux.
It's time once again for Ask Manson, starring America's favorite answer man, Charles Manson. Our first letter comes from Beth Del Monte from Wichita, Kansas.
Dear Charles, I have three rambunctious children. How do you remove a tomato stain from a Persian rug?
You can't get a stain out. You think I'm the stain. They say Charlie is a stain, and they try to rub me out and put me in a jail cell. Only you don't. You just spread me around more. I'm inside your children. I'm a stain all out there in the world. I'm not just locked up. You're locked up in the prison. I'm free. I'm floating around and looking around. I like it up here. You should try some lemon juice.
Ask Manson was brought to you by Happy Children's Toys. Fun for all ages.